Fiona Kelly is here now with the papers.
In its print edition today, the Irish Times leads with the line that for the third time in recent weeks, there will be a clearance of tents housing asylum seekers from the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin this morning. And in its online edition, the paper confirms that the operation to clear those tents is already underway. It's thought that the men who had been living there will be brought to alternative tented accommodation in the Dublin area. Although the site at Thornton Hall, which is expected to house a large encampment for asylum seekers, won't be ready for occupation for another 4 to 6 weeks. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent reports that the government plans to house migrants arriving in Dublin in a number of new camps outside Dublin, based on a secret memo, which the paper says it's seen. It's also reported that the government plans to open a new international protection office outside Dublin to shift the focus away from the capital. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that Ireland's newly appointed chief rabbi is seeking to speak to President Michael D. Higgins, who he took issue with over comments he made at a rally at the weekend. Chief Rabbi Yanni Wider is quoted saying that although the Jewish community feels pain at the images coming out of Gaza, they see that as the responsibility of Hamas. Yesterday's sentencing of Taylor McIlvenna, who murdered 30-year-old Caoimhe Morgan at her home in Belfast in December 2021, is covered in the front of today's Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. The 33-year-old carried out the fatal beating while two of Mrs. Morgan's four children were in the property. He was told yesterday that he must serve at least 17 years in prison. Evidence given by Roy Keane at Highbury Corner Magistrates Court yesterday generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. The former Republic of Ireland player told the court that he was in shock after being headbutted by 43-year-old Scott Law while he was working as a pundit during a match at Emirates Stadium in London last September. It's also reported that Mr. Law denies the assault. Women will have to work 8 years longer than men to build up the same pension pot on retirement. That's according to research undertaken by pension provider Irish Life, which provides the Irish Daily Mail with its lead story this morning. And finally, two of today's papers carry sporting images in their front pages this morning. The Examiner runs with the picture, taken by Chani Anderson, of some delighted young fans who watched their school, Cork's North Mon, beat St Joseph's of Cove yesterday in a hurling final at Parky Rin. Come on, the Mon, is the caption there. Over in the front of the Times, meanwhile, if ever there was a picture which captures the heartbreak of losing a playoff match on penalties, it has to be Stephen McCarthy's image of four of the players who represented Scolfordrick Primary School in Westport at the Aviva Stadium yesterday. Three of the girls who played in the FAI Primary Fives final are in tears, while the face of the fourth girl can't be seen because she is buried beneath the neckline of her green and white jersey.
Fiona, thank you.